Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, the tone of the cash trade appears to be set following early week trade in our part of the country. Additional activity is continuing to trickle into all areas, with prices ranging from $110 live, mostly $173 on a dress basis. We saw trade in our part of the country this week, $110 to $111, which was steady with last week. And that's creating a lack of support from the cash side of the market, despite the strong weekly support in futures and boxed beef trade. Futures feeders will become aggressively focused on elevating cash values next week, as asking prices are likely to see significant jumps, while many appear unwilling to accept the growing narrative that packers have enough cattle currently purchased in order to limp into the cash market by with a steady two-week price tone. Strong buyer support continuing to develop in the hog futures trade, with April futures moving to short-term highs of $73.90 at the closing bell. Now, selling across all three wheat markets overnight, with Chicago wheat working on its fourth consecutive lower close, while Kansas City and Minneapolis work on three. Wheat has had a difficult enough time rallying when corn and soybeans are posting strength, let alone when they're seeing heavy sell pressure. The price action this week in wheat futures has been disappointing, as overnight and early day session gains have been relinquished quickly once heavier volume has gotten involved. Lower corn prices overnight, as prices seemingly adopting the one step forward, two steps back approach. Corn prices will be working on their fourth straight lower close in the last five sessions if settlement finishes near spot levels. Weakness across the soy complex overnight, with losses being led by soybeans and soy meal. After a brief respite early in the day yesterday, the soy complex saw gains fade and selling resume to help things close near the lows of the day. We're going to check all the futures prices after this.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, February live cattle was up 75 cents yesterday, 114.10. April up 107, 119.95. March feeder cattle up 162 at 139.15. April up 125 at 141.87. February hogs down 32 cents, 68.10. And April was up 82 cents at 73.90. Kansas City wheat, March down 1 1/4, 635 and 3/4. And May was down 1 1/4 at 639. Chicago wheat, March down 7 cents, 660 and 3/4. May down 5 3/4 at 662 and a quarter. March corn up 2 1/4, 524 1/4. May was up 2 1/4, 526 1/4. March soybeans up 3/4 at 1370 1/4 penny. March was up 1.5 cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.